Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Anyway, good morning, The Well. Now, I'm not going to do all that again. So, it's great to have you with us, though. Please, over these next weeks, invite your friends in, bring them in. The summer's over. It's time for us to get back together. Wendy Mann coming up. She's going to be fantastic in a couple of weeks' time. Our soaking night's going to be great. And your life will never be the same. So we're going to begin our series, Kingdom in COVID. And today's talk is called The Kingdom Community in COVID. And we're going to come out of Acts 1:3 says this, that Jesus presented himself alive to his apostles after suffering by many proofs and appearing to them for 40 days and speaking to them about the kingdom of God. And this was just before he ascended to be next to the Father. And so what we're going to look at right now is the kingdom. We're going to look at COVID. And then we're going to look at the kingdom of God through us in COVID. And so when you're going on a journey, okay, when you're going on a journey, it's really important to know where that you're going so that you know what to expect on the journey, you know what to do, and just imagine yourself in a position now where you're chosen. So you've been chosen to go on a journey to the most beautiful, the most tranquil place, the most angelic place. And you think to yourself, yes. And so you get yourself together, you're thinking, wow, this is going to be amazing. So you put your flip-flops on, you get your sun cream, you put your Ray-Ban sunglasses on, and you put your Speedos on all ready for it. And then you turn up for your little journey and they say, actually, you're going to the top of Everest. That's where it is. And you've got to climb there first. And you're thinking, flip-flops on. You know, I'm not prepared, totally unprepared for the journey. And if you ask me, that's where I would even say most Christians are today. Unprepared. So many Christians for the journey that we've got ahead of us. And that's what this talk is to do, to lay foundations, to prepare us for the journey that we've got ahead. Well, have you ever been unprepared before? I mean, I have. I can remember my first day at school. I was so unprepared. I cried like a baby for half a day. Honestly, I did. I was so unprepared for that. And I went camping recently, and I remember sitting there outside my tent, just chilling out, and these three girls turned up. They'd obviously just left school, so they wanted to celebrate. And they unzipped this kind of pop-up tent, which, you know, you unzip them, throw them, and they pop up. That's it. And it must have looked really big, this tent, when I did that indoors. But actually, it was only about 5 foot wide. And I thought, how are they going to get all three of them in there? But later that night, they got in because all their suitcases were outside. Not a good thing to do. And then they all crammed in this tiny little tent. And it lasted about an hour before the whole thing collapsed. They had to get their parents to come and pick them up. And they were so unprepared for what they were going to be doing. And but God doesn't want us unprepared for what we're going through. He wants us to know what's going on. And so before he ascended to be with the Father, Jesus spent 40 whole days speaking to them just about the kingdom of God. That's why we talk a lot about the kingdom of God at the Well Church. And he would have taught them things like that he is now going to ascend to be next to the Father, that he would be the king of this kingdom. It's his kingdom. But one day he's going to return for us, and then he's going to carry us who believe off into his kingdom that is heaven. Immediately that gives us a destiny. We all know where we're going. We're going to paradise, gang. Is that all right? Come on, let's hear an amen to that. Amen. But the thing is, we can talk about Christianity as though we're, you know, heaven is almost there for us. Well, we kind of, we're already there, but we're not. We're here on earth at the same time. Let me qualify that. When you were born again, you were born out of this world and connected up, born into the third heaven where God is. So we're there, but we're here at the same time. But we have to live down here. And we need to understand what that feels like. I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like war. We do not fit down here. We're kitted out for heaven, not down here. That's why we struggle so much. And so the truth is, there is war going on down here. The kingdom of God has broken into the kingdom of the world, and now God is invading the earth through us, his kingdom through you, his power, his presence, the miraculous stuff you heard Tony talk about. It all happens as his kingdom comes and drives out the kingdom of darkness. So two kingdoms warring: Satan's kingdom, the ruler of the kingdom of the air. And he brings evil, he brings sickness, and he brings suffering, and he brings COVID. Whereas we've got the kingdom of God that brings love and joy and peace and goodness and kindness. And our kind of job description on this side of heaven is to bring that kingdom into every single area of our life. And Ephesians 4:10 tells us this, that he, that is Jesus, who descended, is the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that, so he did it all, that he might fill all things with his power, his presence and kingdom. So all the kingdoms of the world are filled with Satan until Christ comes and start to fill them with his love and joy and peace and goodness and kindness and self-control and every other the aspect that the Holy Spirit brings. And it's our job. You now, if you're born again, you are part of the third heaven. You are in heaven today, in the heavenlies, ascended. And with that, over you, there's this covering of Holy Spirit, this covering of Holy Spirit that brings his power and presence wherever you go, whether you know it or whether you don't, it's there. God is there. His kingdom is upon you. And atmospheres will change wherever you go. Situations will change because God is with you, in, upon, and among. He promises that. And so we are here as transformers of the world around us. London, Basildon, beyond, wherever God calls us. And so that's the kingdom of God. It's broken in, not here fully yet, but it's extending and advancing through each one of us. Then we need to understand COVID a little bit more. And so all sickness, suffering, death, it's all brought in through Satan's kingdom. But Jesus said this, he wants us to understand the times that we're living in. And it's got to be said that we are living in unprecedented times right now for the world and for the church as we know it. Matthew 16:3, Jesus said this, that you know how to interpret the weather. So you look up, you see a dark sky and you know it's going to rain or whatever. He said, you know how to do that, but you don't know how to understand the times. And he spent time with the disciples and apostles trying to teach them to understand what's going on. And Jesus said this in Matthew 24, before I return, before I come back, that there will be wars and famines, and nation will rise against nation. Look what's happening in the world right now. You know, China playing up. We've got Russia doing its stuff. North Korea doing its stuff. Yemen and all that's happening out there. Refugees everywhere now because it's all started to happen. Kingdom will rise up against kingdom. And it's going to feel like the beginning of birth pains, Jesus said. And so I don't know much about birth pains because I haven't had to birth a baby. But I do know a little bit about it. It starts with contractions and then the waters break and then it comes to the scream time, you know, bah! And all that. But as far as I can tell, we're not at the scream stage and we're not at the stage where the waters have broke. But what I do say, and you know, to us, is that these contractions are starting to get really powerful and really more closer, which is exactly what happens in childbirth. And so God wants us to know that. Jesus wanted us to know that. Be prepared for what is going to come onto the earth. But verse 6 says, but don't be alarmed. So he's not trying to put fear in us because we know. He's trying to say, look, you know it now. Be prepared for what is to come. And guys, what he's saying is you belong to a different kingdom. You have a different kingdom now. So in a time of COVID, it becomes a time for us to shine, not cower away in fear, be full of joy and peace at this time, and shine as a community in the world that God has placed us in. So where we see things like fear in people, we bring peace and love and harmony. Where we see them anxious, we bring the same. We speak to them of the love of Jesus, the joy of Jesus, and that he is the answer to them. Just like Tony was sharing earlier, they just need the Lord Jesus. They need the destiny that we've got. Or when we see lonely people, because COVID is making so many people lonely out there, bring them into community, bring them into your groups, bring them into the church, help them to come on Zoom. You see, if we get the mindset that God wants us to have, we will see this as an opportunity, that actually doors are opening now out there, that the needs of the community are opening for us to go in and show them the love of Jesus, show them the different kingdom that we live under. And so the foundations are, we need to understand the times that we're in. And two things I want to say on that. Mainly, firstly, we need to remember what God has already taught us. Quite prophetically, I believe that we spoke and went through the series on Revelation at the beginning of the year. And that taught us this. Revelation 8:4 said this, that the prayers of the saints rise up before the throne of God. Prayers of thanksgiving, prayers for peace, but also prayers for justice. Now, we can get this kind of lovey-dovey, woolly understanding that, you know, God loves it, and he does more than anything. But it doesn't finish there because, you know, Revelation is picture language. It's a beautiful language for us. And what happens is our prayers rise up there, and it said that the angel mixes them with our prayers with fire from heaven, and then they're thrown back down to earth. And for us, that means that in these days, the miracles are going to become more and more, like we heard about earlier. The presence of God is going to become more powerful upon us. But our prayers for justice will also come back with judgments, and judgments will increase on the world, in the earth, before Christ returns. And you ask, you know, and it says there, clearly, there will be it will be wars. There'll be rebellion against God. All that. No, sorry. There'll be peals of thunder in response to that. There'll be rumblings and lightning and earthquakes. And so, what is that all about? Well, you know that it's all about God's justice coming. And you say, well, that's not very loving. Well, it is. You know, you can't have love without justice. You wouldn't know God is a good God if there weren't justice there. You could just do whatever you want. But justice has to be done because God is a just God. And so through that, we see his mercy. We see his love. We see his grace. But judgments will come on the world because man is in rebellion against God. We're in rebellion against him, and we're in rebellion against his word, and following all sorts of laws that are against and oppose him. And so we cry out for justice. You cry out, I guarantee it. You know, for rights when we see that. Justice must be done. Justice must be done for that copper that got dragged along and died by someone just driving in a car recently. Racial injustice, that craziness that's particularly going on in America right now. He said, what is that all about? We want justice, rightly so, for that. Poverty, corruption, it all needs justice, and it's thrown back down, and we go through it, and actually the world suffers and we suffer because we live in a world where it's full of sin and justice comes. So wars and famines and COVID is part of that. Now, it's not God that is doing it. You see, it's all part of Satan's kingdom, his rule and reign, that are causing people to do things that they were never designed to do. No. When you look at the COVID and where it started in Wuhan, it wasn't God that did it. You know, with some animal factory or whatever they were, and whatever they were experimenting on and doing, is against the will and purposes of God for animals like that. Or was it round the corner in a laboratory where they're experimenting in ways that should never been, and all of a sudden an outbreak comes that spreads throughout the world as man is abusing mankind and the world that he's given us. And so God didn't allow this because he's an angry God who wants to beat up on us and punish us for rejecting him. That's not what it's all about. You see, God is far more loving and caring than we could ever imagine. He absolutely loves each one of us. His love doesn't depend on how good you are or bad you are. You know, even at your worst moment, Romans 5:8, one of my favourite verses, tells us that God loved you right then. Picture yourself doing the worst thing ever. God just cannot help loving you, even through that. That's why he allowed his son to die on the cross, because of his love for us. That's how deep his love is, his own son. But he loves us, and he loves you, and he loves you. Right this morning, he loves you beyond anything that we can understand. So much so that he will allow anything to happen to remove the things in our hearts that stop us receiving his love. Those things that we give our hearts to rather than to God. Things like power. Are you power hungry? Money, do you live just to earn money? Or the big one, I think, for the Western world is our comforts. We live for the comforts that we have. And we live in such a comfortable world right now for us, is that, yeah, God's kind of become a bit of an add-on. We just do it on a Sunday and we go to group and that's it. And it's far short of the Christianity that Jesus died for. Or do we love film stars, pop stars, football stars, all the idols of our heart? These things that happen to us, these judgments that come, want to remove them so that we can receive the love of God, that God would take the rightful place in our hearts that he actually deserves and created us for. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is this: that God is shaking up the world and will do more so. And there's a reason why he's shaking it up. He's shaking it up out of love. It's like, wake up, world. Wake up, church. Wake up the world this morning. Wake up, church around the world. Can you not hear God speaking through what he's doing around the world? Can you not hear his voice in that? He's saying, wake up now. There is something worse coming, something worse than any disease, something worse than any COVID disaster, any tsunami, any suffering that you might be going through in the world, something far worse than that. And it's called the end. When he throws the towel in and he said, I've had enough of mankind. I've had enough of the sin of the world. I've created something new where that cannot come. But we can only get there on this journey to heaven through Jesus, through him. So if you are a Christian, this time is wake-up time. It's time to follow me, Jesus said. Do his will and purpose. Do not waste your life. But if you haven't made it right with God yet, if you haven't made it right through Jesus yet, ask for your forgiveness. Do life his way and ask him into your heart. If you haven't done that, you need to be doing it even today. Today is the day of your salvation. Do it before it's too late. All these disasters are wake-up calls for the bigger thing that is to come, because when that comes, it's all done and it's all too late then. And for some that haven't accepted Christ, it's going to be a far worse outcome than COVID or any disaster will do. So if that's you, you know, don't be alarmed at that. Just receive the gospel. It's free. It's free right now. Receive his forgiveness and his love into your heart. That's what the gospel is. Good news for us. And so why is community important in that? Particularly in this time of COVID. Well, you see, God created us to be in community. He created us to be in the family of God, the body of Christ, each one of us forming part. We were never meant to be on our own. A Christian on its own is completely and utterly wrong. We're part of each other and we need each other. And if you get time, there's a lady called Vren Brown who has done a little YouTube thing that's had 50 million hits, one of the biggest hit thing in that kind of world. And she did a study. She gave her life over to study this. And what she found was this, that there is one thing that all humans need. It doesn't matter what race you come from, what God you might worship, because there is only one true God, but what culture you come from, one thing we all need. And we all need connection. We all need to belong. We need to know others. And we need to be known in our life. It gives us purpose. It gives us meaning. It's a fundamental part of who we are. But this is where COVID comes in. This is Satan's work. He's done whatever he can to disconnect us, to rip us apart, tear us apart so that we're on our own. That's why it's important for us to stay in community and come to Zoom meetings like this as we gather on a Sunday morning, or we gather around our groups during the week. Or we come up with creative ways where we can start to meet each other. You know, Colin the other day met two of our people. They went out to a museum, just had a great time together. There are ways that we can stay in community. And so, church, God created us to be together. And the World Church really is an awesome, loving community. And what? Why? What do we get out of it? Well, what we get out of it is that we have a common destiny. That whatever goes on in this world, we're okay because we know we're going to get there. We know that nothing will stop us. We're all going to heaven if we've got Christ in us. And community gives us identity. You know, we're no longer orphans, but we are sons and daughters of God. And also, it's a place where we're accepted, each one of us. Each one of us is on a journey. You know, we journey together, we travel together, and you go at your own speed with Jesus. And we will help you wherever you are to just move to the next stage, to the next stage. That's how it works when you're in community. And we all share different roles. You know, we have different values of honour and generosity and purity and courage that we build in each other. And we all have different roles to play. We have a different part. You are needed and wanted, and there is a place that God has got just for you. And we have a common mission together. And our mission together is that we are called and we exist to transform the people of London and beyond by showing them who God really is. Are you showing that your society, your world, who God really is, this God of love that cares for everybody? That's what we're here for. And as we come together, immersed in that, there's nothing like it in the world. The black, white, everything in between, old, young, everything in between, rich, poor, educated, uneducated, there's nowhere like the church as it should be. It's a taste of heaven, and this is who we are. But for now, during COVID, this is a season, guys, where we can't meet in person like we did before. But we're like on a bridge. I'm going to give you a picture of a bridge that we will get to the other side. And there's some that have been scrambling so quickly. Forget the bridge. We just want to do it as it was. It's so dangerous right now. It's getting easier in this country. And then all of a sudden we're hearing as the winter's approaching, the death rate is starting to raise up a lot in other countries. We don't know where that's going to lead in the months ahead. So our bridge is carrying us over the troubled waters. We will be together again. We will worship together again. I guarantee that. But we don't want 99% of us to be there. No, we want to look after the 99, but be mindful of the one that might not make it because of COVID. Surely that's what Jesus said. Look after the 99, but be mindful of the one. And that's what we're doing at the minute. That said, and so I guarantee we will be back together as soon as it feels safe and gradually to get that way. But that said, I've got to say that I really, really miss us being together. You know, as we gather on a Sunday like that, everyone together, we walk into that God-empowered, that Spirit-empowered atmosphere as supercharged with the presence of God. And we start feeling that holiness of God flowing through us like a river. I miss that. And I miss the prayer time afterwards where we pray hands on with people and we see them released of oppression and sicknesses, and we know that they've been filled with the love of God into their hearts, transforming them. And that moment in worship where the glory falls upon us in power, and we enter that holy moment where the living God makes himself so present with us. We become breathless, and the only place to be is on our knees on the floor with him. Even Paul loved that. He said that there was a time I was so caught up in the heavens, us in paradise, and I heard things, sacred things, that you can't even, he said, you can't even express them in words. I miss that so much. And I never thought I'd say this, but I even miss the tea and coffee at the end, you know, but we miss you, Linda, and all that. And, you know, just that time where we can chat with all the stresses, the strains and the joys of the week. We just do life together. We can't even do that. Even when we start meeting again, we can't do that right now. I so miss the church. But we will get back. It won't be quite the same. We will be online like now, but we will be together. And you know, being online, we're having loads of hits. People are coming in to see what we're all about. Who knows where they're from here, around the world. We can affect right the whole world by what we're doing now. We have expanded in that way, and praise God for it. Praise God. But as we gather again, there will be different things going on. You know, it's going to seem different. But we will be together. And I just want to say at this point is well done, church. Well done for the WhatsApp group. That every morning that we can get up and there's some worship on there. That we can get up every day and there's an encouraging word on there. It's a life-giving place to be of community right now. Where people come together and we sing happy birthday. And I'll sing happy birthday to that person who rang the bell now, like that, in a minute. I can guarantee that, have you heard that? But then there's Facebook and Instagram, where there are snack bites of what we're all about on there. And if you're not part of that, just join in, and you'll see pictures of each one of us and many of us on there on what's actually happening at the well, and the website, which is up and running now, and is current, and all of our community stuff is on there. And then there's a YouTube that if people miss our services, you can catch up there, and we can give it to our friends, go and watch that, and we can see, they can see what our community is all about. And then there's these Zoom meetings on a Sunday, which are so fantastic that we can meet in this way, and the presence of God still does bless us. And Zoom meetings plus stream meetings. You know, guys, you're doing really well. We're holding on, and we're going to be there together at the end. We may be on a bridge right now, but I'll finish with this. Romans 8:38 says this, that nothing can really separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit joins us together. Doesn't matter about distance. If we're in Christ and part of the body, we're taking part in that, then God is with us and we cannot be separated. And so we're on a journey together, on a destiny to heaven. And in reality, we're in enemy territory and there is a war going on. Heaven is advancing for each one of us. And Jesus wants us to understand the life that we're, the times that we're going through. that we are in birth pains and they're likely to get worse. Don't cry out to get rid of COVID thinking that's it. Birth pains are going to get worse. He wants us to know that, but not be alarmed. Be full of peace and joy. That's what you can carry into the world right now. And lastly, church, it's time to rise up. It's time to rise up and show the world who God really is and what he's like. Church, you are community together. We are community together. And we are, I wish I had a whole other sermon on this. We are to carry that community and make community out there. In our homes, in our offices, in our schools. You have the power of God with you. You have the wisdom of God with you. You have the presence of God with you. You have the community of heaven with you. Let us be that kind of people in this time that really do make a difference through COVID and whatever comes next. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.